Okay, I want to continue from where we left off yesterday. Trying to get this mouth, because on Sunday the gym will start Vaitar on Vavam Beis. So I want to continue where we left off. We had a Gemara in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Let's turn to there. And the Gemara, the way we concluded here yesterday, was there's a fundamental book of Machlekes Tosfos and the Ran. Ran and Dor Zeruah on one hand against Tosfos on the other, to the scope of Osik B'mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah. Is Osik B'mitzvah Patim in a Mitzvah, is it only said Al Pi Halacha when it is, is it only said Al Pi Halacha when it's Efshar? Or is it also said when it's Efshar? That's a big shayla, halacha l'maisa, how to read what, how to read this Gemara. So let's, I want to start with the Tosfos. Yonatan, why don't you read the Tosfos for us, okay? Let's leash Luka Mitzvah inside. We've got a lot to do, guys. Let's go. Let's see the Shittas of Tosfos inside. Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, second Tosfos on the Yomid. We saw the Gemara Rashi yesterday. We saw the Gemara, go ahead, Yonatan. The Shluka Mitzvah. Yeah, start with the Dibur Maskel. Lot, I can't hear you. Shluka Mitzvah. Wow, wow. Yeah, start with the Dibur Maskel. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Turim in a sukkah. Very good. They're part of a sukkah. Vafilu. Chaniyasin. Even when they're camping at night, since we consider them to be holik with bar mitzvah on the way, they're still part of a sukkah. Go ahead. Oh, so the Gemara says later on, we'll try to see that. If someone's ochel dvar mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah, ben b'yom, ben b'layla, even though you're only traveling in the daytime, why are you put there at night? Because you're a traveler. Go ahead, diazli what?
Diazli b'yom, or b'layla, if you go travel by the day and night,
I feel the yeah, because you're a hochel drachim. Even if you're not going for a mitzvah, if you're traveling both day and night, you're always putter. So the chiddush of hochel dvar mitzvah is that even though you're not traveling at night, you're putter. Does everyone follow what I just said on that? Holech b'derech is itself a legitimate tour on its own, even though you're not going for a dvar mitzvah. If you're holech b'derech, if you're traveling, you're putter from sukkah. Even if you're going for a dvar mitzvah. So if you travel day and night, you're putter regardless of whether you're going for a mitzvah. The chiddush is, if you're holech b'dvar mitzvah, you're putter from sukkah, bein b'yom b'blah. But in Lila you're not traveling. Yes, I am. We view it al pi halacha as traveling, even though you're resting. Okay, go ahead.
That's only
Holchei Levitzvah,
not just...
That's the chili we just said. Holchei Levitzvah is opposed to the Roshus. Oh, go ahead, furthermore. Furthermore, the case of Chista Rabba Baravuna, that they slept on the banks of the river of Tzura. Why are they sleeping in there? Build a sukkah. Because they're Holchei Levitzvah. If you're Holchei Levitzvah, you're Potter even at night. Go ahead. Now he asks the kasha, the tema. Oh, if you're able to fulfill both, why do you say putim and mitzvah? Also, putim and mitzvah. Dato. Yeah, that's nuts. If you wear sitzes or tefillin all day, exactly what David asked me yesterday in the shir. You're mechavin the toisvus. A guy's putter from that? Anytime I'm wearing sitzes and tefillin, I can do all on a mitzvus. You're going to say your guy's putter? That's crazy. Go ahead. Ubeperik. Afagav the Mahani lay. Pruta Rav Yosef. Mishum de lo shchicha. So what does this mean? This means as follows. You got to get this, okay? There is a shayla, halacha l'maisa, if you're a shomer aveda, if you found a lost object, you're watching the lost object, what is your status of liability for shmirah? We know there are four shomer. You could be a shomer chinam, who's not paid, he's chayv in negligence only. You could be a shomer sachar, where you're paid, therefore it's stepped up to gneva aveda. We paskin about, what's the third one, a sachar, a renter? What's a renter? Machlokes are mere rebuta. Is a soaker like a shomer chinam or shomer soaker? So mishtin babetzia on payim base. We paskin a soaker is like a shomer soaker. Now a soaker can use the item. Shomer chinam, shomer soaker can't use the item. So we paskin a soaker is like a shomer soaker. What's the highest one? A shoel. What's a shoel? Kol hanah shalo. He gets everything. He doesn't have to pay and he can use the thing. So he's chayv even in an accident. The only thing a shoel is putter from is meis machlokes melacha. If it dies while it's working. If The Gemara has a bo mitzvah sadi vo mitzvah. I told him, keep a tali milsa. What, I borrowed your car to keep it in the garage? It's ridiculous. If it dies, the car, while you're driving, you're putter. So that wasn't an accident. It died while it was working. So the machloikis between Rabbi and Rav Yosef and Baba Kama and the involvement of Menalef runs as follows. What is the status of a Shomer Aveda? Is he like a Shomer Chinam or like a Shomer Sacher? You got that? So machloikis Rabbi Rav Yosef. How do you plug in a Shomer Aveda's liability when he's watching the lost object? Is he considered to be like a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sacher? So the Gemara says in the name of Yosef that he's considered to be like a Shomer Sacher. Why is he like a Shomer Sacher? Because when I'm dealing with the rug that I found, and I'm trying to take care of it and brush it out, and you know, make sure it's clean and everything, what happens if an ani comes at the exact same moment that I'm what? I'm dealing with this rug. Do I have to pay him? Do I have to give him tzedakah? No. Osik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. So the fact that I'm saving a few dollars by not giving the ani is treated as if I'm paid. So that makes me like a Shomer Sacher. You follow me? That's the Svar of Yosef. So he says, read that again. Perek Ein Bein Amudar. Let's say X takes a net or hana. I don't want to have any hana from you, Mr. Y. And then Mr. Y finds his aveda. Can you return it to him? No. What does it say? Afal pi de mahani le what?
Afal pi de mahani le kuta.
The Rav Yosef, even though he's what? He is saving what? He is saving a few dollars by what? By dealing with his what? Dealing with it, what does it say? Mishum what? No, mishum lo shchicha. It's not common. How common is it when I'm dealing with the rug that an un is going to come? So therefore, you're going to tell me that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a problem?
You're saying if Mr. Y finds the data?
Yeah, and he took a netter on the, so is he giving him an a? I thought you can't give me any an a. The fact that I'm dealing with what? The fact that I'm dealing with your rug, that gets me out of paying, so I'm getting benefit from you. So Gemara says, don't worry about it. It's uncommon. How common is that, right? But if you hold, go ahead. The E what? The E. Kozman. Go ahead. If you hold like the Ron, go ahead. E ko what? If you tell me that all the time the Aved is in the house, Mifter what? You're putter from giving the guy bread. So that's very common, right? That's very common. If you tell me Osik Mitzvah, Putter Mitzvah is not applied only when I'm Osik, but even when I'm what? Even when it's just in my house. If you're going to tell me that, then that's a very common occurrence. I mean, that the rug might be in my house for 2 weeks. There's definitely going to be honey that's going to come by. So therefore, that would make it Shchicha, and therefore that should make me like a Shomer what? That should make me like a Shomer Sacher, and therefore what? He shouldn't be able to what? Shouldn't be able to return it at all. So therefore, that's going to be a hana. That's a lot of money. So that's crazy. Lamaisa says. Gemara says Lo Shchicha Elavadai. Go ahead, Elavadai. Please get it, guys. Osik if it's a punishment is only said when you're osik ba, when you're engaged in it. Kigon. A talus of an aved and you spread it out for its need. Oh, what? Yeah, in other words, are you giving a behema of mazonos that was lost? It's not common at that exact time an ani is going to come and ask for something. Sarach lomar. Oh, this is Toys Yeshita. This is Toys Yeshita. So what is Toys Yeshita? Let's get it down. Osik b'mitzah potem in a mitzah dani. I want you to get this. Let's focus on this, okay? Let's get it. Osik b'mitzah potem in a mitzah is when? When it's EF shar to do what? B. I am potter from B if I do A. And therefore, if I engage in another mitzvah, it will not allow me to do sukkah. I'm on my way to do a mitzvah, to visit my Rebbe, or Pidyon Shvuyim, or let's say, halacha maaseh, go to yeshiva, whatever it is, I'm going to do a var mitzvah. Osik mitzvah, put them in mitzvah, says what, Matthew? Let's get it down, she's a tesis. When it's impossible to do what?
Anything else.
Mitzvah B, it will steer me from doing the sukkah, so I am potter. That's what he proves. Donnie, you got that? That's what the din. Please get it down. This is the time I want you to focus. Okay? This is the time. We see Beferish, Osik mitzvah putter mitzvah is only when you're actually engaging in it, says the Taisvis. And he says, because that's why if I wear talis or tefillin all day, I don't say Osik mitzvah putter mitzvah. And that is why it's very uncommon occurrence, Rav Yosef, to make the guy what? A shomer what? A shomer socher. How much money? How often does that happen exactly at that time? It doesn't happen at that time. Gemara says lo shchicha. So therefore it's lo shchicha. That's the shita of Taisus. So Taisus has his shita, oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Okay? Only when it's yaf shalakayim. I gave you the Ran to look at. The Ran, we're not going to read the whole thing inside, but the Ran in the Da'at Be'arif postulates the following theory that we said over yesterday. And he does write, Alach Lamaisa, that he argues very strongly on the Taisus. And he points out the following. I want you to read from Lefikach Nira Li. You got it there, Yonatan? We're not going to read the whole piece, but I want you to read right here. Everyone got it? Lefikach, I'll read it, but everyone get on the piece. I got it right here. Lefikach Nira Li, in the Ran.
What's the
Ran is on Yira Alef Arav Dapir Ev Dimaska Vika Lemedak. Okay? Says the Ran. Okay? Lefikach Nira Li. Da Osik Mitzvah Potem Ne Mitzvah Afa Pish Yochel Akayim Shtein. Even though you can do both, we still say the Klal Osik Mitzvah Potem Ne Mitzvah. So why if you're wearing tzitzis or wearing tefillin all day, are you chavin on mitzvahs? Because I'm not being what? Osek, I'm just being mekayin. Vahi nidorim lo muchamidi. What about nidorim? Devarai b'shasha avedim u'shumeris b'tei vasa lo mifter. The osek b'mitzvah amrinim v'lo mekay mitzvah. When the rug is in my house, am I being osek?
No.
No way. U'misha avedu etzlav b'shu mekay mitzvah ain't no osek ba'al. Calm down. He doesn't have to. Kasivne. Yalfina calls you also Mlachto Shomokom, Lochiv, the Ter Litro, and Kaimit Sachez, Abishevsher. Just that one more line. Miu modina varais koshin tzorach litro aklau kedarko mitzri shayna yochalot zdeishem chayakavna vayotz zdeishem miyos tov al tikra ra. So I want you to get that down. The Ran and the Orzaruah argue on Tais. They say no. Osik mitzvah potem mitzvah said even when you can do both. Even when you can do both, says the Ran. However, the Ran says even when you can do both, you say osik mitzvah potem mitzvah. But I want you to get this down. If it's not a tircha to do the second one, you should do the second one. Don't be a bad guy. Don't be lazy. If it's a tircha to do the second one, then find your potter. If it's not a tircha, then do it. You got to get that one addendum down to the Ran. But it's a fundamental machloikis. And therefore he answers the case of Mekayim and also with the rug case. The Ran, Taisus against the Ran. Taisus said only when it's EF Shulakayim Shleim do you say, oh, it's a potter. The Ran says no. You say it even when it's Efsher. But if it's not a tircha to do the second one, then do the second one. And how does he get out of the Gemara about the tefillin? And how does he get out of the Kach about tefillin? You're not being Osik, you're being Mekayim. How does he get out of the Aveda? When it's in my house and I'm not dealing with that, I'm being Mekayim and not being Osik. That's a fundamental machloikis. Okay, you got to know this machloikis. Taisus against the Ran, the Farish, and the case in the Dorm, as I said, it's not happening. It's a very uncommon occurrence. It's going to come at the same exact time when I'm actually being osik. So that lamaz is very low shkicha. And therefore, the Gemara says the case of Prutah Rav Yosef is well low shkicha. We're arguing with Rav Yosef. Don't tell me that your Shomer Aveda saves you. How often is that? How often of occurrence is that? That's what Rabbah says to Rav Yosef. We have a machlokes Rabbah Rav Yosef. Rabbah says, I don't think you're a Shomer Sach. What's a Shomer Aveda according to Rabbah? You're not a Shomer what, Sach? You are a Shomer what? Chinam. Aye, but aren't saving money? How common of occurrence is that? It's very uncommon. It's lo shchicha. So Rabbi says, I stick to my guns. All you are is a shomer chinam. So we have on hand here a machlekes beferish. As I said, what the scope of osik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah is. So this brings us to the Ritvar. Yes, David, go ahead.
The two nekudas of osik and tarud, are those two separate nekudas or they go together?
Remember we said yesterday in Shir, so machlekes of Haigon and Rashba. Are they two tracks or one track?
Like within the Ran.
No, we're talking only with osik, nothing with the tarud.
No, because we just said that he says if you're only potter when you're osik, and if it's not a tarud, you or not tarud.
Right, he's not getting into that nekuda. He'll leave that up to the Rashba and the Haigon.
I mean, I'm asking, is that this when he says if the second one's not a tarud, you should do it? Is that
No, mitzvah. It means osik. When you can do the second one, you got to do
it. Even though you're Osig in the first one.
Yes.
Not just
Mekai. Do finish the first, do the second, come back. Okay? Lemaise. The Rashba and the Rav Haigon, we said that they're two Nakudis yesterday. They're not getting involved in that. That's the Machlokes we have with Farish. Okay. Now, this brings us to the Ritva. I gave you the Ritva yesterday. We didn't get a chance to get to it, and we start with this Mahalach. The Ritva writes here, on Chafayim and Aleph, Dir Maske Shluchim Mitzvah, he asks a great kashi. He says, I don't understand something. Lama likra pshit in the middle. Lama yaniach mitzvah zu umne mitzvah cheres. Plain and simple. The Ritva has a very, very clear kasha. Very clear kasha. Let's get the Ritva. Let's get it down in the note. What does the Ritva ask, Matthew? He says, I don't understand. Why do you have to dig up a pasuk for osik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah? What is the makor of osik mitzvah patam in a mitzvah? What did Rashi say? Rashi said no. Rashi said it was just a kosev. Rashi said the shiftecha is osik mitzvah, and lechtecha is b'mayit hachasim. Toisus, dear Maskev Lechla, says, fakir. Lechtecha is b'mayit osik mitzvah, shiftecha is b'mayit hachasim. So they both have pesukim. The question is, which one is the makor for each? It's not a svar. It's not a svar. Okay, it's a pasuk. So we got the machlokes Rashi Toisus on the daf. The very next Toisus, Lamaisus Cholek on Rashi. What is the marker? So Frek the Ritva, basically what he's asking is the kasha we've had many times in Shas, we mentioned. Lama likra hasvarahi. Lama likra pshita. Lama yaniach mitzvah zu mimne mitzvah cheres. You have to dig up a pusk. I'm engaged in mitzvah A. So, Lamaisa, oh, I need to dig up a pusk and say that what? I'm putter from mitzvah B. Isn't that a svara? Jacob, you follow me? If I'm engaged in mitzvah A, it should be a double portion that I'm part of mitzvah B. Donnie, you got this? Let's focus on this. The focus. Come on, let's get it. Fati Yitzhahorah. Let's get it. You got me? Get put in your notes. The Ritva asks, why do you need to dig up a pusik for the makar of osik mitzvah part of the mitzvah? There's no reason to have a pusik for it. It's a svara. Lamali krop shita. Lamali aniach mitzvah ne mitzvah cheres. Very strong kasha that he asks. So he writes the following answer. Amazing. He basically says as follows. Let's get it down. That when you engage in mitzvah A, I might have thought that I have an option to stop A and do B. Says the Ritva that the Gemara is being mechadish to us the following amazing chiddush. The Gemara says that when you engage in A, mitzvah B is not a mitzvah. It's like a dvar reshus. He actually writes a lashon. I'm going to read it to you. You have no permission to stop mitzvah A and go to mitzvah B, because mitzvah B is considered to be rashus when you're engaged in mitzvah A. Maybe I can make a choice. I want to go to B. Stop A. Kamash Mulan came into Potter min Acheris. Hari Etzlo Achshe Kedavar Shel Rishus. VaAsur LaAniach Mitzvasum Ne Davar Shu Shel Rishus. Whoa! Says the Ritva Lamaisa, you have a chutzpah, an audacity to leave Mitzvah and go to Mitzvah B. Mitzvah B is not called a Mitzvah when you're engaging in A. Not only that, is it's Asur to do it. That's what the Gemara is being mechadish by bringing out this pasuk. The fact is, Lamaisa, you're right, you could have picked obvious for it, but the Gemara had a different message in mind. Points out this amazing Ritva, that it's mamish usher. Now it happens to be the Ritva agrees with the Taisvis on the scope of osik mitzvah putam in a mitzvah, but the way we're presenting it is no matter how you formulate and articulate osik mitzvah putam in a mitzvah, you must place this Ritva in. What do I mean to say by that is the Ritva happens to take Tosa's side. The only time you say osik mitzvah is when it's Efsher, not when it's Efsher. But what I'm saying to you is that even if you take the other approach, that you say Efsher, once you take that approach, the bottom line is that if I'm osik in mitzvah A, halacha l'maisa, if I'm osik in mitzvah A, it is considered to be usher for me to go ahead and leave and go to mitzvah B, to the degree that it's considered to be a rishus, a literal rishus. That's the chiddush of this din. And he happens to agree with Tosel. So when you say, you only say osik mitzvah putam when it's efsher to do B, if you went and left A and did B, you did an isser. Yes, Simi?
Would Rib say that even when the second thing is Talmud Torah, because the Talmud Torah had cool.
But because we said yesterday, even if you're engaged in Talmud Torah, even if, let's say, you're doing Talmud Torah, you must stop and do the mitzvah if no one else can do it, and help the elderly lady with the groceries. That's a Gemara Moikon Daf Tes. Testament Aleph. Very good. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Izzy?
So when you, if you leave mitzvah A to do mitzvah B, so then is that the action of mitzvah B turns itself, that action isn't iser? Or is it that, meaning you get the mitzvah, but...
We're going to discuss it right now. Could very well be, according to Ritva, you don't even get a mitzvah. You don't even get a mitzvah. Because mamash rishus. I want to give the example right now. Let's say, and this will lead us into the next Gemara. Let's say, and the Mishnah Berurah has this beferish. Let's get it down. I gave it to you in Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tuf, Ayin Hay, Sif Hay, in the Shar Atzion. Sifkot Lamates, again. Tuf, Ayin Hay, Sif Hay, Sifkot Lamates. Donnie, you got it? Let's say, please get it down. Let's say someone is at a Seder. He's at a Seder, he's got to do a Seder, but at the same time, he's a Shomer of a Mace. Unfortunately, he's a big tzaddik. The guy is going to be all alone on a Seder. God forbid, no one should ever have to be alone, but needs someone to Shomer the Mace. So he's going to eat the matzahs outside the room. You're not allowed to eat in the same room as the Mace. You'll eat outside. So the Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says, I have a suffix. Can that man say the bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah when he eats the matzah? Because on one hand, he's engaged in a mitzvah of what? Of Shomer HaMeis. But if you hold like the Taisvus, if it's possible to do mitzvah B, you got to do mitzvah B. That's what he's doing. But the question is, do you say a bracha? Halacha l'maisa. So what do we say? So it could very well be, he's suffix as whether you say a bracha or not. He says, I'm a stopic whether you can say a bracha, because at that time, l'maisa, is he really mitzvah? Because he's osik in a mitzvah.
Isn't that b'chayim?
No, he's going to eat it. He's eating it. It's a maisa. No, he's
eating the mace.
Mace also a maisa, not just m'chayim. It's just not m'chayim. It's a good point, Donnie. We view it as washing, so no mice get to the mace and stuff. We always view that as an osik. It's a good point, but that's all we'll say. So Rav Zhulti writes in the Sefer in Simon Samachay, I want you to get this down, that he thinks the Shartzin is a Pella. Because if you learn the way we learn with this Ritva, if you learn this what? If you learn the way with Mishnah Shaivitz and Simon Samachay, says if you learn this way, the way we did in what? The Ritva, when you engage in Mitzvah A, Mitzvah B is a Rishus. It's not considered to be a Mitzvah. So he says it should be clearly you shouldn't be able to say a what? It's clear you shouldn't be able to say a bracha. It could very well be that maybe you're not even Yotzeh. Let me ask you a question. He says, what happens if you have an Eved? And the Turi Eved points this out in Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you have an Eved. Now what's the din of an Eved Kanani? He's Chayv Mitzvah like a what? Like a regular woman. Like a Jewish woman, right? Let's say he blows the shofar in the morning when he's an Eved Kanani. A woman and an Eved Kanani are putter from Mitzvah Seshi Shabbazman Grama. Let's say he blew the shofar in the morning. Or did whatever Mitzvah he did in the morning. Some Mitzvah Seshi Shabbazman Grama, Shikta Luluv, whatever. Cholomoy. Then he gets freed at noon. Does he have to do the mitzvah later on at 3 o'clock? Of course he does. When he did it, he was putter. You want to do it voluntarily? Okay, great. Maybe you'll get points in Shemayim. That's a machloikas Ramam Taisis, whether you can say a bracha. But you're definitely not chayiv. No? You're definitely not chayiv. So when he gets free, he's got to do it again. So says Rav Zhulti, I don't understand the subject. Can you say a bracha on a klitz matzah doing Shomer HaMeis? According to the Ritva, you're not even yaitz in the mitzvah. When he finishes his shift of Shomer HaMeis, he's going to have to eat the matzah again. So this Mr. Brewer, the Shartzin, he says is a Pella. Mamish a Pella, guys. Yes, Yoni, what do you say?
I don't understand how the Ritva works. According to the Ritva, how can you ever stop doing mitzvah A?
No, you, when you finish it, when it expires.
Something like learning.
Okay, but remember we said Talmud Torah L'maisa from yesterday is a different din. L'maisa. We're talking about doing a Maisa Mitzvah. You finish the Mitzvah, you shake it, you're done. So the Chiddush is that it's usher for me to what? Do anything. Let's say I even haven't done it yet. It's usher for me to do anything. As long as I'm engaged in going to do Mitzvah, I cannot do something that's going to go ahead and what? Help me do Mitzvah, it'll stop me from doing Mitzvah. It's usher for me to do that. So he points out here, if you plug in this Ritva, no matter which sheet you hold, Tosis or the Ran, the bottom line is that what? When you engage in A, B is the Dvar Rishus. So that's what he's bothered by. He's bothered by why does the shart seem as a suffix when you say a bracha? Should be chlor, you don't say a bracha. You might not even be yotze. We would tell the guy to eat the matzah again when he gets his shift on. Because maybe he's not even yotze. Okay? That's the chiddush. Yes, go ahead, Yehuda. What do you say?
What I don't understand is how come, why are we saying that mitzvah B is going to stop him doing mitzvah? It's not affecting mitzvah. He can do both at the same time.
Doesn't make a difference. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. The chiddush of the pasuk is v'lech t'chav derech. That, and therefore, you're chayvin mitzvahs when you are what? On your own derech. But if you're in the derech of mitzvahs, you're putter. The question is what the scope of that is. Tosfos says it's limited. The Ran says it's very wide, even when it's after to do peace. But no matter what you say, according to the Ritva, it's going to be what? Ritva happens to side with Tosfos. But if you view that approach, it's going to plug it even with the Ran. Yes, Yonatan?
The shark's going to stop it, that's not really an issue of the Ran, right?
So that's what I'm saying. According to the Ritva, the Ritva has this line where he says that no matter what you're going to say, he happens to side with Tosis, the Ritva. But when you're Osik in A, so B is considered to be the Dvar Rishus, even if it's Efshir to do. Even if it's Efshir to do B, and you hold like the Ron, you can do B. You don't apply Putim in a mitzvah. But it could very well be that according to the Ritva, it's not called a mitzvah. Yeah. The Ron might not agree with that.
So I'm saying,
yeah, the Ron for sure for say a bracha, no doubt. The Ron says, well, no. What does the Ron say? Osik mitzvah applies even when it's efshir. The Ron would say you wouldn't have to eat the matzah.
No, but if you're able to do it.
If you're able, it's not a tircha, then you're able to do it, no problem. Correct. If it's not a tircha.
So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I want to point out to you. The Ritva sides with Tosfos, but I'm saying the Ritva's theory that when you're engaged in A, it's usher to do B, could apply in theory like Tosa's approach or the Ron's approach. The Ron happens to not agree with him. But I'm saying if you invoke the Ritva, then you're not going to get any points of Shomai when you eat the matzah, when you bring Shomer to base. Because it's usher.
Is it like a bracha
levatala? Yeah, it would be a bracha levatala. Absolutely. We would tell him after the shift to eat the matzah again? Absolutely. Yes, Dave.
The Ritva only says it's usher though when you'd have to stop mitzvah A. Like if you were able to do both at the same time, the Ritva would still say don't do B. Or
yes, yes, he would say it's usher no matter which opinion you're holding.
So then he can't be holding like because Tosfos and the Ron both say that
he happens to hold like Tosfos.
But Tosfos says if you could do the second mitzvah, you should.
Yes, that's Tosfos says that. But
halacha doesn't hold like Tosfos.
But the din it, I'm saying the Ritva happens to side with Tosfos, but the theory, the klal of that when you're engaged in A, you're putter from B, and it's usher to do B, could be said if you hold like Tosfos, could be said also if you hold like the Ron,
but
as well.
Tosfos only says B's usher then if you can't do B. We're saying we're say that B's
where it's impossible
no
for me to do both.
So the Ritva is saying it's usher no matter what, even if you could do both.
So the Ritva happens to side with Tosfos, but I'm saying in theory you could have said like the Ron that if I'm osik in A, and it is possible to do with B, I am putter from B, add on a tag that it's usher to do B. That's what I'm saying. It's usher to do B. That's all I'm saying. So you have the Ritva has a line. You can plug that line in according to Tosfos' approach and according to the Ron's approach. He happens to personally side with Tosfos. But I'm saying the approach is the Ron says, if I'm usher in A, I'm putter from B, even if I can do B. Not only am I putter from B, it's usher for me to do B. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when he ate the matzah, he sure would not be yotzer. Okay? That's the Chiddush Nifla I want to bring out here. Okay? Let's get that clear. It's an unbelievable suffix. The Ritva makes him out like a Dvar Rishus. I always thought, I knew he said Dvar Rishus, but he actually says the word Usser. Usser aniach mitzvasel. He says it's Usser to leave the mitzvah. Okay. With this in mind now, yeah, real quick, David, go ahead.
And that's even when the second mitzvah is easier to do. Like the Ron said, if the second mitzvah is easy to do, you should do the second mitzvah. The Ritva would still
I would imagine that maybe if it's a tircha, it's not Usser, but if it's a tircha, definitely Usser. I would imagine you plug it in according to the Ron sheet accordingly. The issue would be only when it's a tircha. Okay?
Oh, so within Tosfos, it wouldn't always be us. It would only be us if you can't do both mitzvahs.
Yeah, in other words, when it's efshir to do A and B, it's usher to leave A and go to B.
Oh, okay.
According to the Ron, if you can do B, lemaisa, I'm still putter. Not only am I putter, it's usher for me to do B. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He personally holds like Tosfos. But the theory of the Ritva, you can plug in according to both approaches. I want you to get that. Many people confuse it. This is the correct way of saying it over. Okay? You get Machlokes Tosfos around in the scope of it, and you plug in the Ritva personally holds like Tosfos, but the theory you can plug in according to both. Okay? All right. This brings us now to the next piece. Let's go. Take a look at the next daf, Chavav Amid Aleph, okay? Take a look at Chavav Amid Aleph, the next daf now, okay? Right from the seven lines from the top where it says Tan Rabbanan, okay? Yonatan, go ahead. Everyone got it? Chavav Amid Aleph?
Where?
Seven lines from the top, Chavav Amid Aleph, in the Gemara and Sukkah. Eight lines from the top. Go ahead, Yonatan. Tan Rabbanan. Biyom. Excellent. They're potter because they're on the way. But at night, they're not on the way. They're not going to do a mitzvah. So the chayav and sukkah. Go ahead. Biyom, they're off. So if you're off in the yom, you're chayav and sukkah. Go ahead. Holken drachim biyom ubalayla. If you're traveling all night salesman, so you're potter biyom bimalayla. Go ahead. Oh, that's the new category we saw with the Tysus. If you're holding with Var Mitzvah, you put the baby on baby Lila. Go ahead. They were what? They were going to visit on the Shabbos Chol HaMoed to the house of the Rish Galusa. Have it what? They slept on the banks of Tzura. Why did they build a sukkah? Omre, they said. Excellent. So therefore, we're potter. So you see there's a din of holchei derech, and there's a din of shluchei mitzvah. Okay, there's two different tracks.
What's ganu? What does that mean?
Ganu, sleep. Go ahead. Tan Rabbanan.
Oh.
If you're a guardsman of what? Of a garden or orchard, you're part of a sukkah ben biyom ben belayla. Frek the Gemara. Oh, make a sukkah out there where you're guarding it. Velesu, sit there. Go ahead. Oh, Abai says teishuk ein tiduru, which means what? Rashi says, amazing pshat, and once you get this down, Abai holds that it's a concept of what? Of tircha. Read the Rashi, kein tiduru, right over the line over the bach. Go ahead. And with his bed and his clay tashmisho, his vessels and matzos of his cushions, his beds, his cushions. So why don't you get this down? Abai says the issue is tircha. So since it's a very big tircha for you to what? For you to build a sukkah out there, you are putter. Because there's a principle called teishu dein kediru. That's what Abai says. Abai says tircha. Tircha will pot you. Go ahead. What does Gemara say in him, Rava?
Rava amar partzikora alagana.
Oh, because when you guard the what? When you're sitting there guarding the court, when you're in the sukkah, people are going to steal. So what does Rava say? The guy's going to get fired from his job. Because people are going to steal from the fruit when he's in the sukkah. So the definition of what? Of teishu ken tiduru is a fundamental machlokes Abai v'Rava. Please get it down. What is the machlokes Abai v'Rava, Donnie? According to Abai, it means tircha. You're supposed to live in your house in comfort. Teishu ken tiduru. That means if it's a tircha for you to sit in the sukkah, you are a putter. What has Rava said? No, not tircha. If you're going to lose your job, then you're putter. What's an afkamina? Go ahead. What happens if you can guard the Paris? You're only guarding a small pile of fruit. So according to what? According to Abai, you still would be putter because I slept to bring the sukkah out. But according to Rava, what's the din? You're not going to get fired. You'll be able to what? Watch it from the sukkah. So you're chayav in the sukkah. So Lamaisa, there's a fundamental machlokes here between Rava and Abai as to what the definition of teishu ken tiduru is. You have to sit in the sukkah. And don't tell me that Rava denies teishu ken tiduru. Chas v'sholom. That's a brisa later on daf chav ches. That's what Tosfos points out. Read the small Tosfos. Go ahead. Pirtzer Kor Leganov. Chas v'sholom. Don't tell me Rava denies teishu ken tiduru. Why? Yeah, it's a brisa on chav ches and beis. Everyone agrees with teishu ken tiduru. We're going to see it also as a marker from its dire too. The question is, what is the scope of it? What is the definition? of Teishu Kigen Dediru. What is considered to be the din? Now, I want you to get this down. It's a tremendous chiddush. There is a Ramah. Yosef, let's get it down. There is a Ramah in Siman Tuf Resh Mem Dalet Sif Dalet that if you are in your sukkah, let's get it down. Donnie, you got this? Tuf Resh Mem Sif Dalet. Please get it, the Ramah. If you're in your sukkah and the candles go out, what's the din? The din is, it's mutter latzeis min a sukkah kidei lecho b'makom nir, in your house. Vein sarach lelech l'sukkah schavero. You don't have to go to your friend's sukkah and knock on the door and say, listen, I need the what? I need a meal because my candles went out. What is the key word in that Ramah? Torech. And the Makor is from the Chumash Adeshin. The Chumash Adeshin writes, what is the sweetest thing to do? To eat your own food, not to eat someone else's food. You feel terrible that you have to what? You know, impose on him without even telling him. So the Ramah here at first glance seems to be holding like who? He seems to be saying like Abaye. Whenever we have a Machlis Abaye Rava, who do we hold like? Rava. It's a very, very difficult Ramah the way he says it. If you look up the Chumash Adeshin, the Chumash Adeshin says Sar. What does Sar mean? Hefsid. That's what the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Chav Gimel says. That it's Sar. Why does the Ramah mention what? The Ramah mentions an issue of Tircha. The way the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Sar. Sar is Hefsid, guys. Sar is Hefsid. It's much better to say that it's Hefsid than Sar, because that's whose approach? That's Rav's approach. That's the way we paskin, not like Abaye. Don't tell me that it's a schlep to go to the guy's sukkah. It's sar. You feel like it's a real hefsid. The guy will feel like, you know, you're irresponsible. You bring your whole family over now, eat me out of house and home? Yes, Yonatan, go ahead.
One is the hara. Rashi made the sound when he says, came to Duru.
Yes?
The tier that Rashi's talking about isn't that the building the sukkah, but just bringing the stuff.
That's the same thing, correct. That's a good point. That's the same thing. And who's he teaching there? Abaye.
So, but I wanted to say...
That's true, you're right.
A lot of dafka that Rava's saying, Keshu Kinduro over here. He for sure holds the sheet up, but he's saying that over here.
Yes, that's what Tosh is driving at. No, they're arguing what the scope of Keshu Kinduro is.
Also, Tosh said, no, he holds the Keshu Kinduro.
Right, but what I'm saying is that, what he's saying is that he has a different version of it. He's trying to say, don't say that Rava denies Teishuk in the Duru. That's wrong. Rava holds Teishuk in the Duru.
Okay, but does he apply it over here?
He does. He does apply it over here. He applies it over when it's a Hefsid. That's why he says Kari de Peiri. That's what we're being Mechadish here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Mishnah Berurah is saying it's an issue of Hefsid. When you are a putter, what does Mitzdara mean? That you're going to have a Hefsid, you're going to get a cold, you get pneumonia, God forbid. They're Tsar. Not that it's a schlep.
How does that make sense? Teishu came to do.
Teishu, sit in your house. You don't sit in your house when you cause a hefset to yourself. Hashem requires you to sit in the sukkah where you're not going to incur a loss or get hurt. Not that it's a tircha. That's a stretch of a bias stretch. That's what I'm saying. The Ramah writes the word tircha. Mishnah Berurah interpolates it as being what? As being, no, it's sar. That's hefset. That's rav shita. That's not a bias shita. That's the chiddush. It's Akasha we're saying. I want you to make the note, but that's in the Machlekes Abaye v'Rav here on this definition of what this is. Don't think that Rav denies Teishu Ken Dediru. He doesn't deny it at all. Okay, that leads us to the next din. Go ahead. Now we get to the din Osu. Go ahead. Back to Osu Mitzvah, put them in the next din.
So
go ahead, Yonatan.
There's no answer for the Ramah?
No, we have a difficulty with the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah didn't mean Teru. He meant what the Mishnah Berurah meant. He didn't mean it. It's a very strange thing. You look up the Chumash Hadesh he's quoting, he doesn't say the word Torah. He says, not sweet. He says, sar. The Chumash Hadesh is the Makor of the Ramah. So maybe that's what he meant. Go ahead, Yonatan. Yes? Next din. Cholim. The next by the two dots in the Gemara there. Go ahead. Yeah. Before you go on to the two dots, just read the Tosfos. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, all those dinim we just learned in the beginning about a traveling salesman. It's also potter because of Teishu Kein Dediru. Go ahead. Listen, a guy's a traveling salesman's got to make a living. So he's traveling all the time. Why do you think Mitzdar is part of a Masukah? Go ahead, Hainu. You don't live in the Ain what? You're not going to live in a place where you get pneumonia. So Teshugin Deduru is the makor of all these dinim. Bottom line, Hochei Drachim, a traveling salesman, is putter. It's the makor for Teshugin Deduru, it's the makor for Mitztayer. All these dinim, you'll ask me what the scope is? Machloik is a Vay Rava. Is it what? Is it Heth? Is it Tircha, like Abaye, which is a big, big expansive scope? Or is it limited only to Tsar and Hefzid? That's Rav's approach, and that's what we're saying is the Psak, Halacha L'maisa. Okay. Now, let's take this a step further now that we weren't learned Osik of Mitzvah Patim and Nitzah. Go ahead, next in. Go ahead, Yonatan. Acholim, Umisham Shem, go ahead. When we talk about a sick guy who's Patim Sukkah, it doesn't mean a guy who's gravely ill. Ella?
Ella,
even if he has an eyeache, even if he has a headache. Go ahead. He says one time his eyes hurt, he was in Kesari. Go ahead. Excellent. And Rabbi Yossi, matar him to sleep, ani, umeshamsha, me and my attendant. Excellent. Go ahead. Rav allowed Rav Acha Bartola to sleep in a canopy in the sukkah. You're not going to be Yotze. Even though there is a shita later, earlier on Daf Yud Aleph says you are Yotze, but we don't paskin like that. You're not Yotze. So how did he allow him to do it? Taisa says we paskin not Yotze. You know why? Because there were tons of mosquitoes. Mishum what?
Buki.
Mishum Buki. There's all these mosquitoes around. So you're not Yotze sukkah, but it's Mitzdar. Go ahead. The Gargishta, excellent. Rav allowed Rav Acha Barakta to sleep outside the sukkah because of the plaster. The plaster of the concrete in the sukkah's floor, after rain, it smelled terribly. When they originally made it, it was fine. But when the rain came, it bothered him. Either Rush says personally it bothered him. It's possible to say it only personally bothered him, or it only started smelling after it rained. But because remember we said if you make a sukkah where it's not usable, then it's not a good sukkah at all. Halach l'maisa. So that's what we're assuming. Okay, go ahead. So he patterned it. Go ahead. Chol in mitzdar lo. Only a chol is patter from a sukkah, not a mitzdar. Answers the Gemara like this. Let's get it. Amre. Mistarhu Pater, Misham Shavlo. So let's get it down. The Gemara writes like this. The Gemara says, Beferi, Shekiva, let's get it. That a person that's, God forbid, ill, a cholish ainbo sakana, is Pater from Sukkah. Not only is he Pater, but his attendants are Pater, the nurse is Pater. A mitzdar is potter, but the attendants to a mitzdar are chayiv. Let's get down to distinction. A chol is potter and the attendants are potter, but the mitzdar is potter, his attendants are not potter. That's the din, beferish. And the Gemara says that there's a distinction between a chol and a mitzdar. Okay? There's a distinction between a chol and a mitzdar. So what we have to see now is, what is the svara? Alpidin. Why is a mishamesh of a choyla putter from sukkah? Why is that? Why is a mishamesh putter from sukkah? A mishamesh of a choyla. Choyla is putter because, lemaisa, it's a problem of teshu genaduru. So therefore he's putter. But if we say a mishamesh of a choyla, why are you putter? So if you look in the Ritva, the Ritva says very beautifully.
In the choyla sheish masakana is...
Cholish, we're not talking about a cholish. Of course, yeah. He's potter. Tanya Gemara said that.
No, the mishab shum b'cholish sheish b'sakana is obvious. That's
yeah, we're talking about even a cholish shem b'sakana. Yeah. So yeah. Says the Ritva, Cholim misham shepturim in a sukkah asikna. We conclude. Filuchosh peroshal bilvad mitzdar ba potter. The time of mishum dechsiv teishvu kein deduru. The endiru makom shiistar. Then came the chiyah. She endichui b'mitzvus mishum michushin v'choli elav shiyev shal akaimin. Says the Ritva an amazing chiddush. Let's get it down. The Ritva says, and the Miri says the same thing. The reason why misham shechoyla are potter is because of the din of what? Teishvu kein deduru. Teishvu kein deduru. Which means what? It's a new din, halacha l'maisa. It's a new din, teishuk in the duru, meaning it's a ptur of what? A ptur of mitzayir. Let's get it down. Amazing. Meiri, Meshamshe, Chola. Why are they pater on sukkah? Ritva, who Meiri say, teishvu kein to duru, which in other words, what does that mean? Mitzayir, guys. It means mitzayir. We'll see. Let's say it right now. If you're a good person, a good attendant, a good nurse, when you're sitting in your sukkah and the patient's inside, what are you going to have on your mind? Maybe the guy's sick or something, or the woman's sick. You're not going to be comfortable. You'll be stressed out when you're eating the sukkah. That's part of an emotional stress. Therefore, Misham Sheikholar Pater, says the Ritva in the Miri. And you know what? There's another approach, says the Mishnah Berurah. I can give a different approach, he quotes, from the Shavus Yaakov. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, B'shem in Simon Tuf Resh Mem Sif Gimel B'shem Levush. The name of Levush. You know what the Levush says? Listen to this. Osek b'mitzvah? Potter min mitzvah. Completely different approach. Osek b'mitzvah? Potter in a mitzvah. There are two different approaches that emerge why the mishamshim of a chayla are potter from sukkah. And they're completely different. And we're going to give 3-4 nafkaminas between these two approaches. Please get them. When you are dealing with a chola, that's a great mitzvah. It's like bikur cholin plus squared, cubed. It's an amazing mitzvah. If you're involved in the mitzvah, you're putta from the mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shem the Levush, you know what? You're putta from the mitzvah. So I want to point out right away, guys, the first nafkamin in the Lomdus is as follows, David. Is this a universal p'tur? This p'tur of Misham Shechola? Is it a din kola Torah kula? Or is it limited only to sukkah? What do you say?
According to the first
you
one.
Guys tell me. Is this a universal p'tur or kol Torah kula, or is it a din localized to sukkah? Limited. What do you say?
Limited.
You tell me. If you hold like who, the Ritva and the Miri, then what?
Limited.
It's limited only to what taste you can do. We only find that by sukkah. But if you say it's like the Levush, it's like the din we learned yesterday and the beginning of today. Oh, sikhman mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a universal din and kol Torah kula. And I'll give you the first nafkaminin. Please get it. This is a collector's item. There is a Gemara in Chagigin. I gave it to you. I don't know if you had a chance to see. And Avovim and Aleph. Chana the Sadekis. With Shmuel Anavi. She's very weary to bring Shmuel Anavi when he's a little boy. She said he's Mifaknusa. He's very delicate. I don't want him to get hurt, she says. So what does it say in the Gemara in Masechet Chagigin and Avovim and Aleph? She saw that Shmuel, the Derech, would weaken him. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, you know why Chana was also putter? Because why? Cholin umisham shem p'turim min ha-re'iya. You know what re'iya is? What's re'iya? The mitzvah of Olah L'Regel, 3 times a year, to appear in the Beis HaMikdash. So the reason why Chana was putter herself, assuming that women are chayiv, why did she go? Because she had to take care of Shmuel HaNavi, her son. It's a machlekes Rambam Ravik, korbanus. Let's assume she was mechuyiv. So we assume that Chana was Meshamshe Chola. She was a Meshamish Chola. She's Pater. She's Meshamish Chola's Pater Minariya. Pater Minariya. So if you look on the bottom of the page in Chagiga, I want you to look in the Magiyah. On the bottom of the page in Vavamnaf and Chagiga, you know what it says there? He says this is a Pella. Misham Shechol is only putter from what? from Sukkah. The Magid there says, you only put the rock in the Sukkah, he asks. So what's the answer? So I want you to get this. You know what the answer is? Please get it down. The answer is according to Rabbeinu Hananel. I write it down, Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel is the first Shita. Rabbeinu Hananel is opposed to the Magid. You know what Rabbeinu Hananel says? He says a beautiful pshat. Rabbeinu Hananel says the reason why the Kana was putter, because he was a nurse of a chola. So the Magid attacks him on the bottom and says, that's a din localized for Sukkah. No. You know what the Rabbeinu Hananel would yell back? It's a din of Osik the mitzvah. Put them in a mitzvah. That's a universal din in Kol Torah Kula. The Magid was yelling at the Rabbeinu Hananel. Why was he yelling at him? Because what did the Magid learn? That it was a localized din limited to what? To Sukkah. Teishu came to Diru, it means mitzdayer. That's only a pter by Sukkah. A mishamish of a choil is limited only to Sukkah. How can you apply that to the din of Re'iyah? You follow me? They're arguing on this exact Nakuda. Why are mishamish of a choil pater from what Sukkah? Why are they pater from Sukkah? Is it the universal din of Osman's apartments? That's a second approach. If it's a universal din, then you can apply it to Chana and Shmuel.
How does the
Magid
understand
to get a Chana? Why did Chana pater her? You mean why? Not based on this din.
But
she was an onus. Onus of Chana pater. She was an onus, but not a fancy din of Misham Shechayla. Misham Shechayla is only limited to Sukkah. Rabbeinu Hananel says no. It's also it's a part of minutes. I can say to call it Torah Kula. The Magid would say, oh, she was an onus. She was worried. Whatever the case might be. But you don't have to say this din of Misham Shechayla. So the first nafkamina is, Lamaisa, are you going to what use this Peturin Kol Torah Kula or not? If it's Osim Mitzvah about a minute, so that's Dafkof Hey. That's Dafkof Hey. That's the previous daf we just did. Memela, this is number one nafkamina. Please get it. Are you going to limit it to Sukkah or not?
Ready.
One sec. Second afkin, because we got to get the chumash. Second afkin, I want you to get. It's an amazing thing. If you look in the Rambam, I couldn't believe this. What does our Mishnah say in Chaf Hamad Aleph? What was the order of our Mishnah? What's the order of our Mishnah? Shluchim mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah, and then it says what? Then what does it say? Cholin on Chaf Hamad Aleph. What does the Mishnah say? Shluchim mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah. And what does it say? Cholin misham shemayim p'turim in a sukkah. Yes? Isn't that the order? If you look up the Rambam, I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam is in Pirk Vav Halacha Beis. You know what he says in Halacha Beis? Cholin misham shemayim p'turim in a sukkah. And then what does he say in Halacha Dalet? He says shluchim mitzvah p'turim in a sukkah. Why does the Rambam invert the order?
Because he says that it...
Because he wants to bring out... Please get this. He wants to bring out... That chol in the mishamshin is not based on the principle of what? Osik the mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. What does he want to bring out? It's based on the din of what? Of teishvu, ke'ein, taduru, meaning mitzdayer. He wants to bring that out. That's why he flips the order.
Is that enough?
Yeah, it's showing what the Rambam held. Which approach the Rambam held? We're going to see that. The Rambam holds clearly. The fact that he inverted the order, I don't want you to think that Chol and Mishamshin are under the rubric of Shluchim Mitzvah, Peturim and Sukkah, which is also Mitzvah, but it's, no! I'm going to show you that din I'm going to quote first, to show you that it's a new din. It has nothing to do with the din of also Mitzvah, Peturim and Mitzvah. It has to do with Mitzdayer. That's Rav Zhulti's Medayik from this Rama, beautifully. Memela, this leads us to another Nafkamina. Very, very important. Let me ask, we once mentioned it in the beginning of the year, very briefly. The first night of Sukkot, is there a Ptur Mitzdayer or not?
No,
there isn't.
Mechaber says that there is, the Ramah says not.
Oh.
Mechaber, Laila, Rishon. Mechaber says Yesh Ptur Mitzdayer, Ramah says no. You have to go out to the Sukkot, say Kiddush, say Lechem, Ein Ptur Mitzdayer. Let's work with the Ramah, okay? Let's work with the Ramah. Jacob, you got me? A nurse for a chayla on the first night of Sukkot. Is that nurse male or female nurse? Actually, female's pater anyway. Woman's pater sukkah anyway. We know that. So it's a male nurse. Is a male nurse chayv to sit in sukkah on the first night? He's a mishamish chayla. What do you say? If you hold like the Ramah. A Ramah says mitzvah is not pater. You're chayv. So a chav's like this. If you hold that a mishamish chayla is pater based on what? Based on what principle? Osik b'mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah, then what? You're patr even on the first night. But if you say that osik b'mitzvah, that the mishayim shekhola are patr based on what? Mitzdayer, but on the first night there is no patur of mitzdayer. So you would be mechuyiv in sukkah. You would be mechuyiv in sukkah. It's a beautiful nafkamine. You definitely would be mechuyiv in sukkah. So that's a third nafkamine that emerges. If you hold like the Ramah, al pidin. Because the bottom line is that what? If it's also mitzvah, I always have that universal rule. But if you limit it to mitzvah, I don't have a tour mitzvah in the first night. If you hold like the Ramah. So maybe you're going to be mechuyiv. The Mesham Shechayim. Memele, we could give a fourth nafkamin as well. And this is an amazing thing. The Miri quotes b'shem the Chachmei Lunil, and this goes back to what we said at the beginning of Shir and the end of Shir yesterday. David asked with the Tisus. When we talk about this concept of a nurse, you know, the nurse is not every second assisting the chayla. There are times that the nurse are not actually doing the shimush. So the Meiri wonders, are you only putter during that time or not? Let me read you his Lashon. He says an amazing Lashon. Oh, so he says like this. He says, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, okay? The Meiri says, B'shem nechachmel unil. He says, M'sham she'chayla she'en apturim el b'eis she'heim srichim l'chola. What does that mean? They're putter only when the what? They're potter only when the chola needs you. The kusav alzeh meiri, the ein libi misyashev ba. I don't feel comfortable with this opinion. Listen to this lashon. Shehameshamshim af heim ein yodim b'tashmishin zman. What does that mean? They have no notion of time. The nurse, they're always on call, like Ephraim said. Einam yodim b'tashmishin zman. They might not be physically doing something now, but they're always on call. So it could very well be, and you could, I think you, it plugs in miraculously. If you hold like the what? Like the Chachmei Lunil, who say what? Rock, putter, the ace, what's the ace? At the time of Shimush. And the Be'iri says, no way. Putter the Kozman. As long as your shift is 9 to 5, I don't care whether 1 to 2 you weren't doing anything. You are putter. So you know how it works? Works like this. If you hold Osik, the mitzvah, putter, and a mitzvah, then that's only when you're actually what? When you're actually engaging in being Osik. Correct, Akiva. Excellent. But if you hold, like the Shlus Yaakov, who says that the person is always concerned, he's always on shift, it's always on the person's mind, that's a stress, that's a distress. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, your person's going to be distressed about it, and therefore, emotionally, you're uncomfortable about it, therefore, you're going to be putter. And that would be a fourth nafkamina why we view Misham Sheikhola Artaka Putter. Is it because of the universal din of Osik Mitzvah Putter Mitzvah? That not only be when you're actually Osik. When you're actually Osik in it, that's fine. When you're actually Osik in it. But if you're not being Osik, you're just being Mekayim. So that's not enough to potter you. That's like the tchilik we had of Taisvis. But if you hold that it's an issue of what? of Mitztayer, and let's write it down. This is Osek, and this is Mitztayer. You bet your bottom dollar the guy's distressed. If he's a good guy, he's very uncomfortable. He's always on call. He's not eating in the sukkah comfortably, enjoying the simcha of the chag. And therefore, he'll be putter. Yes, David?
Which one did the Meiri hold by?
The Meiri is putter b'chol hasman. Yes, because that is he has no time. He has no time for himself.
So he holds Teishu Kain to do it.
Yes, Mitztayer. And that's the Mitztayer Ptur. Everyone holds the concept, but in this particular situation, that's the Ptur. The Meila, one sec. The Meila, this leads us to the following. And that is that when a person gets paid for doing this job, up till now, we're not talking about a paid nurse. You were doing this voluntarily, and you did it, you took it upon yourself in a very serious way. But if you're paid, Rashi says on the top of Lamed Chesam and Aleph, if you're being paid Nosin Lehem Schar, then it's possible, Rashi says it with favors. We don't say Osik v'mitzah patim in a mitzah. You're being paid. And therefore, if you're being paid, then Lamaisa, we would say that what? You're not considered to be an Osik v'mitzvah, and therefore you would be mechuyev to what? You would be mechuyev to sit in the sukkah at a time when you're not what? Not going to be stealing from your boss. Rashi says on the top, he says, Tigrehen, halochimen kedei limkor l'matzian l'tzarach lehem. Rashi's very meduyik that when you do a business, you're being paid. We don't call that osik v'mitzvah. But if you're a good guy, a good nurse, no matter how much you're being paid, you're sincere, the profession is what? Of one to help someone, you still are going to feel a bit star if you're in the sukkah and your patient's inside. You don't know what's being with your patient. And therefore, regardless of whether you're being paid, you'll be what? You'll be putter. So let's get that down. If you write Osek, then you'll be what? Then you'll be putter.
Somebody's paying you to write a Sefer Torah.
And if you hold what? If you hold Mitztayer, then what? If you hold Osek, you're going to be Chayiv. If you hold Mitztayer, you're going to be what? You're going to be Pater. So let's chazer this over. Okay? Let's chazer this over. We pointed out that a nurse of a Chayla is Pater. A nurse of a Mitztayer is what? Chayiv. Why is a nurse of a chayla putter? Two approaches. Either like the Ritten Meiri, that it's like mitztayer, an emotional stress, or it's because osik mitzvah putter min a mitzvah. Lama nafkamina. Five different nafkaminas. Number one, are you going to limit it only to what? Sukkah? Or apply it to chana by Shmuel? If it's osik mitzvah putter min a mitzvah, apply it. If it's mitztayer, it's limited to only sukkah. And then Leonatan asked me, you have to say she was an onus. The Rama flips the order. Why does the Rama flip the order? He flips the order because he wants to show that the tour of Misham Shechol is not based under the rubric of what? Shluchim Mitzvah. He wants it's a special din of Mitztayer. Lila Rishon, if you hold like the Ramah, that there's no tour of Mitztayer. The first night, does the nurse have to eat in a sukkah?
No.
If you say, oh, it's a patim and mitzvah, no. But if you hold what, that it's a din of what, mitzvah, yes, you do, because there's no patur of mitzvah on the first night. Does the patur of the nurse only apply when you're actually giving the shots or giving drinks? Or does it apply your whole shift? The Miri says the whole shift, he has no zman. He has no zman. He's always on. He's not going to be comfortable sitting in the sukkah while the guy's in the house. Therefore, you're putting the b'chol zman because that's mitztayer. But if it's osik, it's like David asked in the Taisis, we did the yodah today. Osik, not mekayim. It's only when you're giving the shots, and not when you're giving the food. And lastly, Lamaisa, if you're being paid, then you're not an osik b'mitzvah. But you still, if you're a good nurse, you're a mitztayer. And the truth is, The Gemara you read here, interesting. Why is it, and it's an interesting thing, why do you think a chol himself, what's the svar of a chol himself? A chol himself has to take care of himself. He has in the Shavas of Eda. So therefore, a chol himself has two dinim. He's mitzdar and he's also what? Osik v'mitzvah. And that's why we say a mitzdar is chayv in the sukkah the first night. But why is a chol a potter? Because he's a mitzvah to take care of himself. A mitzdar is not sick.
Even Jay,
but I want you to get that. A mitzdar is not sick. A person that's a chayl is potter because he's osik b'mitzvah. He's got to take care of himself too.
What
mitzvah is Jay Hashavas of a gufo. Just as he's going to show us a veda, it's a shavas gufo. So that's the difference in a chol and a mitzdar. Halach l'mais. And the truth is, when you read the Gemara there about Rebbe and they let him off the hook in the Gemara, remember, Yonatan, you read the Gemara that they let him sleep outside the Kesari? At that time, when Rav Shimon Gamliel was sleeping, why do you think the Mishamish had a p'tur? Why did the attendant have a p'tur? No? How can he matter him to sleep outside the sukkah? What's the answer? The answer is, I think that what? Mitzdayer. He was always afraid. He was a good guy. He was a good Talmud. He was always worried his Rebbe was... It was a din of Mitzdayer. Wasn't Osik b'mitzvah? That's a good raya. You have to think about how you get out of that if you hold Osik. If you hold Osik, he wasn't being Osik when you're sleeping. So I thought the answer is that what? What does it say they're being... What was the Lashon in the Gemara? Where were they going? He says they didn't feel good. They weren't going anywhere. You have to say maybe you have to make an ukimta. They were going to do a mitzvah. You follow me? Maybe they were going to do a mitzvah. If you hold Osik mitzvah, put the mitzvah. Why was the Mishamish putter? The Chayil is putter because why? He needs to sleep. Has to be comfortable. But why the Mishamish of the Chayil? He's not doing anything at that time. If I hold it, as long as you have that title, it's a good, fine. But if you have to be Osik, he's not being Osik while he's sleeping. It's a kasha. It's a difficult kasha, that Gemara, no? If you hold Osik, he wasn't being Osik when he was sleeping. He's bothered by that. Unless you make someone kimta that they were going to the Dvar Mitzvah, but the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara didn't say that. You have to think about how you get out of that. Dave, you follow what I'm saying? That time when the Rav Shimon Gamliel was sleeping, the attendant wasn't doing anything. If you hold mitzdar, so he has that hat, he has that title. He's being mishamishim. He didn't feel good, so he's mishamishim chayil. But if you hold it, you have to be Isaac. At that time, it wasn't being Isaac. To think about how to get out of that, I was bothered by that. How are you going to get out of that approach? Easy, you follow what I'm saying? I don't know how you can make an ukimta. The Gemara didn't say that he was going with varmints. So we got to think about it more. So I want you to get this. You see the importance of this rule, guys. Oisik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Why we presented it by sukkah? Because it gets you out of even an isser of eating outside the sukkah, like the Aruch Lanier and like Rabbi Kivager. I'm sorry, the Aruch Lanier and Prima Gadim said it's an isser to eat outside the sukkah. Rabbi Kivager said not that way. But this is a tremendous, but the approach of Misham Sheikhailu, which is a p'tur, these are the nafkamins we want to bring out, because you have this interplay between osik b'mitzvah and mitzvah. We got to get to Chumash. There's one other halacha, though. There's a general machloek, the Rabbaz in the Chidah. If someone's going to get sick over mitzvahs, are you potter? We find mitzvah by sukkah and by tefillin. Someone has a stomach ailment, God forbid. And he's being he has shilshul, God forbid, he's potter from the tefillin. There's a big machloek, is mitzvah apply to other mitzvahs too, outside of sukkah and tefillin. I want you to get that down. We didn't mention tefillin up to now, but sukkah and tefillin has a p'tur of mitzdar. Does it apply to other mitzvahs, let's say? It's a major machlekes. Yushalmi says that one of the Amoroyim had drank the arbakosis. He had a headache from Pesach to Shavuos. So they bring a riot from that Yushalmi. There's no p'tur of mitzdar in mitzvahs. He had a headache for 6 or 7 weeks. And he still did it. So it's a machlekes, Lamar. But I want you to get that down. It's very important, Lamar. You have a klal in the Gemara. Why is it considered p'tur? But no one should think. That's how powerful this klal teshu kedu d'ruz. It's masber what? Traveling salesman. It's masber the din of mitzdayer. And it's even masber according to certain approaches. Why a mitzdayer of a chaylis butter? Not a mishamshe of what? Of a mitzdayer, but a mishamshe of a chayla. So we said Lamaisa, the din of what teshu kedu d'ruz is the din of traveling salesman, the din of mitzdayer straight up, and the din of mishamshe chayla as well. Okay, let's go to Chumash. Now on Sunday, B'ezras Hashem, we're going to go weiter in the Gemara. We'll start from Vav Amud Beis to the Inyan Makar of Sukkah. Let's get to the Parsha. We have the Din of Toldos. And, you know, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch made a tremendous chiddush that he said this, and no one gave him a hard time. But the bottom line is he writes that Avram and Sarah made a mistake I'm sorry, Yitzchak and Rivka made a mistake in rearing Esav and Yaakov. Up to Bar Mitzvah age, no one knew whether they were there was a problem with Esav. He tainis that they should have gone to different schools. Esav needed a certain school, Yaakov needed a different type of school, and since they boxed them in, this caused Esav to go off the pathway. And we have to realize that every person is different, but Lamaisa, now that that happened, we have to investigate what was the problem with Esav. And if you look in the Targum Yonis and the Targum Unklus, points out the following. The essential difference that I want to bring out here right now is that Yaakov was a Tova Ufim. Yaakov was a quester. He was always aspiring for more. You took the Bechina. No. We go weiter now. You have to get what now you, like Donnie says, as he echoes what I say, you have to rev it up more. What is Tova Ufim is? I want you to get this phrase. Rest makes rust. In Ruchnis. You either go up or you go down. And Yaakov was a Tava Ufan. In Aramaic, that means he always wanted better. Aspired for more and more and more. Do you know what Esav was? The Gemara has in Baba Kama an Ish Nechashran. Nechashran. You know what Nechashran means? A Ish Batel. He did nothing. When a guy does nothing, it leads to terrible, terrible things. They were polar opposites. Yaakov always, more. I'm not saying you have to, of course you got to rest. And you got to play ball. But that's always in a context of what? Of making yourself elevating. And when you're a person that's in each bottle, things go awry. And they're done terribly. And this is the quintessential difference. Each time Yosef all in means he was a tava ulfan. More and more and more. Both quantity and quality, as opposed to just sitting around and doing nothing. That's the worst. I remember Dr. Lamb told us once, you should live and be well, that the Rav Zatzal once gave him Musar. He said, you know, he didn't call him Dr. Lamb at that time, because it wasn't Dr. Lamb. He said, you know, you come to Shir, all you do is bring your Yetzer Tov to Shir. You don't bring your Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? It means you have so much energy. Don't bring 50% of it. Bring 100%. The Gemara says if a guy feels violent, you should be a sheichet. Channel it in a good way. Channel all your energy in a good way. He wanted to bring all this energy in to the Torah. And he became the president of YU. Saved YU. Saved our yeshiva. Because he took that to heart. This is what Yaakov represents of a Tova Ufim. He represents a person that was not an Ish Nechashrim, an Ish Batel. That is the worst thing for a person to be an Ish Batel. And the truth is, you know, many people think that Yitzchak, what was Yitzchak? He has to dig the same wells as his father. Frek the Ramban in the Parsha, why does the Torah even say it? Didn't say anything about Avram digging those wells. So the Ramban gives a beautiful drasha where he says the first well was connected by his Rishon, the second well was connected by his Sheni, Sitna and Asik, there was a lot of fighting, by his Rishon we were fighting with our enemies, there was Sina Schinim within ourselves, Sitna Asik, and by his Shlish is Rechovos, a positive thing. But I was thinking, you know what he can answer? You know what the Abishter is bringing out to us? Because everyone thinks you got to invent the wheel. Yitzchak did everything that his father taught him, Aleph through Tough. In fact, he even dug up the same wells that his dad did. People might mock that. Oh, what is he doing new? You don't always have to invent the wheel. He was the perfect person to pass on the Messiah. And that itself is a beautiful thing. And that's what the Torah Kodesh wants to give out. There's nothing wrong with that. And he followed it perfectly. That was the soul that the Torah wants to say. That's a gavaltika thing that he did. And the truth of the matter is that he set the stage for Yaakov. Because the Beis Halevi has a meridik of shot. You know, we always say Yaakov's Yishemis. Oh, didn't he steal the brachas? This was a harash shah. Don't let anyone ever ask you that. This is a one-time deal. It's mutter l'shaker b'nei sholem, it's mitzvah l'shaker. But this is a one-time deal. The Abishur said to say what he said. It's a one-time exception. That he had to what? Fib a little bit. But I want you to know something. You know what the Beis HaLevi says? Esav's, what does it say? He took the brachas b'mirma. What does the Targum Onglus say? What does mirma mean? With chachma, not trickery. Because Esav said to his father, I know that Yaakov's going to try to steal the brachas. And I know he's going to come in and say, he's going to speak like my voice. But you know what, Yaakov? And this is what Rivka said. Rivka told Yaakov. Go into your father and speak your own voice. Because Yitzchak's going to think that what? That it's really what? Yitzchak's going to think it's really Esav, right? But if you speak like yourself, so it turns out it was reverse. He reversed it on him. And since he reversed it on him, that was b'chuchmah. But how did he speak? He didn't speak like a mechutzav. He mentions Hashem's name. Divrei chacham benachas nishmoim. With kedusha, with power, with sincerity. You ask how a person is, you care about the person. You do it in a sincere way. That's the way Yaakov was able to retain the brachas. And everything was kedashkin. Oh, what about the b'chor? He sold it? You're not allowed to buy something at Dor Shalom B'Li'olam. He was mesalik himself. Or he took a shvuah. You're not allowed to buy a future. Didn't exist yet. If you make a shvuah, you are. If you remove yourself, you are. The Ksos discusses this. The Ksos HaChayshim discusses this by the B'chor. He did everything kedashkin did. So if a person realizes these things, that you're always aspiring for more, that rest makes rust, that I never want to be an ishbatel, that I want to speak in a sincere way, in an authentic way, I'm not a faker. And Yaakov, the way he takes the brachas, was not in a faking way. He one-upped them. He actually said, Akoko Yaakov, Adayim de Esav, yes. Because I knew that what he was going to, Esav, so I knew he was going to come and try to trick me and speak like what? In the voice, in my voice. And I went up to him. But it turns out it was his voice. So in that vein, they speak b'kedusha, b'tara, they speak with sincerity. That's what we try to say when we follow Yitzchak. We always say, well, Yitzchak, we don't have much about him. We have a lot about him. He was the linchpin. He was able to pass it over. He was able to give it over to Yaakov from Avraham. Because he had this in a very sincere, in a real way. And that is why, halacha lemaisa, that we always say, if you have a tzaddik ben tzaddik's tefillah, or a tzaddik ben rasha, who do we go with? Rashi says tzaddik ben tzaddik, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, the country needed rain. Rabbi Elazar went to the Amud, there was no rain. Rabbi Akiva went to the Amud, there was rain. Everyone started murmuring after Rabbi Elazar. Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva's mavra midosav. Rabbi Akiva repaired himself. He was a tzaddik ben tzaddik, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva was not a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So if you're an extraordinary Baal Midas, it's different. So these are the things we have to keep in mind. That when the Avos were Mekayim Kol Torah Kulo, the Ramban says in our parsha was in Eretz Yisrael Yaakov. That's why he married the two sisters in Chutz La'aretz. But Shabbos he fulfilled in Chutz La'aretz. Shabbos he did. Why Shabbos? Because it's made on the Boirei Olam. On the Hashkach of the world, because it was authentic, they were real. The Avos were real. They were not Echad B'Peh, Echad B'Lev. They weren't phonies. Rambam says you can never be an Echad B'Lev. You have to be a sincere person. We learn that from the Avos. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Kaychis to be sincere, authentic, and to be people that are Tava Ufans, and not, God forbid, Ish Nechashrams. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Let's go ahead, everyone, take it to Bechino, Tav Mincha. And next week we'll see if we're going to do that, Malay Lamaka, December 9th. We'll have to see if everyone can come, okay?